Hey guys, I've got quite a story for you today. It's the 25th of September, and I'm going to share a hymn that probably most of you know. It's also a hymn with some difficult lyrics, but the name of this hymn is Be Thou My Vision. It's actually kind of been described as a haunting hymn, not haunting in a scary way, but a very serious, thought-provoking hymn, and there's quite a story behind this song. Now, there's only one missionary that has ever been given his or her own holiday. Do you know who that missionary is? It's St. Patrick. I want to tell you a little story about St. Patrick. St. Patrick, as a 16-year-old, he lived in England, and England was attacked by Ireland, and he was taken after he was found hiding, I believe in some bushes, and was sold into slavery in Ireland at 16 years old. He learned all of the Irish customs and became a Christian during his enslavement. Years later, St. Patrick escaped Ireland and returned back to his family in England. But God had gotten a hold of him, and he had a dream. And through that dream, he knew that he had to go back to Ireland to be a missionary. Isn't that cool? But that's not the end of the story. In 443 AD, the local Irish king in the area that St. Patrick was living back in Ireland, this king issued a decree that everyone, this reminds me of Daniel, the book of Daniel, but he issued a decree that in order to celebrate a pagan holiday, a Druid holiday, that nobody could light any flame or candle. And obviously this was prior to electricity, so that's the only light they had. Well, much like Daniel in the book of Daniel, St. Patrick would not dishonor God by bowing to false gods. So he climbed to the highest hill and lit an enormous fire for everyone to see. And everyone saw this act of defiance, but not only this act of defiance, this thing that St. Patrick felt was so important was to shine the light of Jesus to all of the lost people of Ireland. Now, years later, you might be wondering, what does this have to do with Be Thou My Vision? But years later, an unknown composer wrote a tune to honor this act by St. Patrick. And later on, lyrics were added by another author, but nobody knows who that author really was. But then fast forward 1,500 years after this flame was lit by St. Patrick in 1905, a 25-year-old university student named Mary Byrne discovered a copy from the 1400s and translated it for the first time into English. And then in 1912, 7 years later, Eleanor Hull set these words to music. Isn't that cool how we go from St. Patrick to this song, Be Thou My Vision? Again, it's a song with difficult lyrics, but they're lyrics worth looking at, thinking about. Maybe you'll want to listen to today's song several times, because this is a song of new life. The author asking, the singer asking God to be their vision, for Jesus to be the focus. And at the very end of the first verse, it says, "Thy presence, my light." And that reminds me of what St. Patrick did on that hill. So listen to this song after we pray. Worship to this song today. Father, thank you. And Lord, would you be my vision? Not only would you be my vision in the way of would you set a vision for my life, but Lord, would you be my vision? May I have spiritual vision to see what you want me to see. And Father, as a response to that, may I do what you want me to do. Lord, would you be my vision? Lord, this song says that you're my inheritance, Lord. Wow, thank you so much that I have inherited eternal life based on what Jesus did. And it simply took an act of faith to accept that free gift. Lord, would you be my vision? today, throughout this week, and throughout the rest of my life, Lord. I want you to be the center of it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
My treasure in the world. sun and heart of my own heart, whatever befalls, still be my vision, oh, ruler of all. Still be my vision. Jesus, my